I mean, the other thing that we did with respect to the AGU abstracts was that some people submitted abstracts to education general contribution. So they did not make a decision about what session they wanted it to be in. And they asked all of us conveners to take a look at those abstracts, of which there were 75, and see if there was anything that fit into our session. And I found two out of the 75 that I thought could be in climate literacy sessions. And one went into higher ed, and one supposedly going into the informal, although I kept checking over the weekend. It hadn't been put there yet. I don't have the capability of moving it. The people at AGU have to actually move it from general contributions to my session for me to then schedule it. If they don't do that, and I guess I'll, after this call, I'll check again to see. But if not, then I can't schedule it. And then they have their big meeting starting tomorrow for 3 days where they finalize everything. And then my understanding is that everybody will then get an email in October of that saying exactly what, you know what they got.
Very good.
They've been very careful to tell all the conveners, don't promise anybody anything. Even if you've scheduled them to be oral or you've suggested a day of the week. I mean, we did give them a schedule that all the climate literacy sessions will be on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with the oral sessions in the morning and the poster sessions in the afternoon. But I think only two oral slots, one on Monday and one on Wednesday, overlapping, so that most of them will be independent. But we can't say that we'll get that. We just made that suggestion.
Well, because then they have the constraints of the rooms in the building.
Yeah.
At some point, yeah.
So we
I also made a request that there's a global climate change session on communicating climate science, and I requested that our sessions not conflict with that one, so people could go to that one. Mm-hmm. But there's no guarantee that that will happen.
At least the rationale has been presented anyway. Why?
Yeah.
Guessing that schedule, so let's hope it holds up.
Okay, are there any other announcements?
People should have gotten notification on GSA abstracts the other day.
Yes, I did.
If you didn't, let me know, and I'll track it down.
And how big is that conference, Don?
Oh, that's a good question. Not as big as AGU, but it's...
I think it's around 6,000.
Yeah, I think
that's
about
right. I thought last year
about
it had about 8,000. I thought last year they had 8,000 people there.
Yeah,
it's on that order of magnitude. I'm not quite sure. We have, I think, 340 education abstracts. I'm not sure how many are climate-related, but I think, did we end up with three oral sessions? Is that right, Tamara?
No, two. We ended up, well, what happened was is that I gather you need 12. Or 10 to have an oral session.
12.
And we had two climate literacy sessions, one focused on activities, meaning informal education, formal education, and outreach. And then a second session that focused on research and evaluation. And we got 13 abstracts in the activity one, formal, informal, and outreach session. And they got something like 8. And what we did was we identified two abstracts in our session that could be in the other session, and then we moved them so that both could go oral.
Good. Yeah.
So we have two.
Yeah, and there's
sessions.
Also, there are climate ones showing up in other places, too. There's a controversial subjects one that has at least a few. And there's one of the teacher ed ones has a number of abstracts related to climate as well.
There's one that's in, I don't know if you have a section called public affairs, but I was also a co-convener of one of them that had to combine, but I think that might have been the controversial topic. So the session that I was originally a co-convener was for teaching uncertainty, uncertain topics. So that might have been the one that got combined.
Yeah, I think that's the one that got combined.
Yeah. Any other announcements?
Well, by comparison, NAAEE is an intimate setting.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, last year you had about 800 people?
I don't know. The numbers I end up hearing are somewhere around 1,000 or 1,200 or something.
Okay.
But that includes people who go in and out, and it includes the research symposium, which is 2 days before, and some of those people overlap and some of them don't. So.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, and do they have a restriction on space there? Is that why there's so many papers are waitlisted?
Right.
Is it more restrictive this year than it's been in the past?
No, there were more proposals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well, we will be. I'm going to be working with Mark McCaffrey. Mark McCaffrey got I think it's a 2.5-hour workshop. So I'm going to be working with him. So that will be focused on climate.
I think it's Wednesday afternoon, and I think it's 3 or 4 hours, but I might be wrong.
1:30 to 4 is what I have.
That's
2.5 hours. That's the timing I was given.
Okay. Sounds right.
So, and we will have, just so everybody knows, we will have a Climate Literacy Network roundtable there on Friday morning, and a clean poster on Thursday morning.
Tell me the roundtable time again.
It's 8 to 9 a.m. on Friday.
Okay.
So, yes, if you're there, it would be nice for anybody who's a member of the Climate Literacy Network to come and sit at that table, because basically, for those of you who haven't been there before, what this is an opportunity to just talk to people about the Climate Literacy Network. And what tends to happen is if somebody comes and talks to me, then I sort of am talking to them about their interests, and it's just not a general presentation. So while some other people might come by, it would be good to have other members of the Climate Literacy Network to sort of talk to them too. So,
what time was that at, Tamara?
I can double check, but I believe it's from 8 to 9 on Friday morning.
Oh, that'd be great, because then you can send folks over to our session at 10.
Okay. What's your session?
Karen and Frank and Mark is on it, and this is Kristen, I'm sorry. The Teaching Climate Change Professional Learning Community session. And it's a 2.5 hours. 1.5 hour? How much do we have? Karen,
1:45. 10 to 11:45.
Yeah.
And it's a symposium on climate change education that parallels is a follow-up sort of on the one that we did last year on controversial issues, teaching controversial issues.
Okay, great. So that was Karen and Frank, Mark, and Kristen. Is that who's?
And then we have Matt from ACE in that. And who am I missing?
I can't think right now.
I can't either. I think that's it.
But our point was to get at different pedagogical approaches and talk about how to deal with climate change education in many different ways and sort of compare and contrast them.
Mm-hmm. And what time is that? That's going to be
10 to 11:45. In ballroom, junior ballroom 2 and 3, wherever that is.
So yeah,
okay,
we should.
Great.
And I'm doing a short session on Saturday too, so.
What we've done in the past, what we'll do is, actually, we should probably start this now, is to make our one-pager that has all of the Climate Literacy Network presentations on it. So we'll start accumulating that.
We have a poster on the Marcellus Shale as well.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Will you send out an email about that, Tamara?
Yeah, I'll send out
an
email.
Okay, and then we can all send you the information that you request. And okay, great. And do we know anybody who has exhibits this year?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll ask and see.
Maybe I could ask the conference manager for a list of exhibits. or maybe there's one on the web, so that we know how whether our agency friends have that to put.
Yeah, that would be good to know, because then we can put out stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
okay.
Noah,
well, if you can get that information,
year,
that'd be great. Say that again?
Noah was there last year, I remember.
Yeah.
Right, as well as EPA and and somebody else.
Was you? Oh, I think U.S. Fish and Game.
NASA was there last year, too.
Yes.
Do you know if they're going to be here this year?
I don't know. I do know that federal agencies have... I've been in on some correspondence that had to do with federal agency budget cuts, and exhibits were not on the list of things they could do anymore, so I don't know how they're dealing with that. I'm more out
of
the
I know they're picking and choosing more.
Yeah.
But it could be, if somebody's regional, that they might be able to do it if they don't have to pay for anybody to travel.
Mm.
But I don't know. Obviously, that wouldn't be, well, I don't know, JPL is kind of close. Okay. So, let's see, any other announcements? We have, and we are starting to put together an interesting list of speakers. For this fall, the first one's going to be on September 25th, I think. Walt Meyer has agreed to give a talk on our, the title's already posted on our call. This will be right after, Walt Meyer, for those of you who don't know, is a scientist at the National Snow and Ice Data Center, and is one of the key people who tracks the minimum Arctic ice extent, and he will be giving us a talk just around the time that it should be just past minimum. And as maybe everybody's heard, it has already exceeded the minimum of 2007. So we're already past that milestone. The question is how much smaller it will get. So, and then Don is going to be giving us a talk sometime in the next month or so about the
October 2nd,
shale.
Based on the emails that Scott and I have been swapping while we've been talking.
We've been negotiating.
Okay, great. And
that'll be before NWA.
Scott, I'm assuming we'll post that.
Yep.
So that was October 2nd?
Yes.
Yeah.
Not on the website yet. I can maybe do it now.
No hurry.
Yeah, just talk amongst yourself.
Okay, was there any other things people would like to discuss?
Tamara, I see that you gave me a quick email reply to my suggestion about concept mapping and climate change.
Yes.
And you mentioned work it out with Scott. So Scott,
yes.
I have your email, and so I'll be emailing you, and we'll figure out how to do that. Okay.
Great. Love to come up a schedule. That would be great.
We have also contacted all of the CSEP Phase 2 winners, and a couple have already responded, and we will be. But there was, I think, of the six, three had not given talks already on the Climate Literacy Network, and one had given us a talk over a year ago. And so those four we're engaging to give us talks again.
Great.
So we should be hearing from them.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit slow because I think people have just been away through the end of August. So those emails went out. We might have to follow up. But one of them we know for sure will probably be in October, and that's the South Pacific one, not South, but the Pacific Islands.
Islands, yeah.
Pacific Islands.
Yeah.
So, the other ones, let's see, one that we've heard from recently was the Urban, the Franklin Institute, the Urban CSEP Phase 1. That got funded as Phase 2, but they gave us a talk just on the order of a few months ago.
Right.
And the New England Aquarium also gave us a talk in the last fall, but their CSIP phase two got funded also. And the polar one, I haven't heard from Stephanie Fearman yet, but hopefully we'll. They've also, she gave us a talk like it's in January. So. But we'll try to get them engaged.
Yeah.
Another thing that's in the works, which I should tell, I'm hoping that this actually comes to pass, so it's not official yet. But the Department of Energy had contacted NSF about providing a supplement to CLEAN that would enable us to engage curriculum developers around energy resources. And if this does actually come to pass, we will be using the venue of the Climate Literacy Network to have them make presentations about those kinds of activities. So hopefully we'll hear about that soon. It's getting real close to the end of the fiscal year, so if it doesn't happen soon, it won't. But,
great.
But that's in the works, so we'll be engaging those people. Okay, so so there's a few of you who haven't been on the phone too much before. Lynn, we haven't heard from you in a while. What have you been up to?
Just negotiating the contract with National Geographic for they're going to be putting the trailer on their website, these two websites, nationalgeographic.org and the other one is National Geographic Kids that goes directly to the kids. And they're doing some advertising to get it out to, they said millions of teachers. And so that's the main thing that's happening.
What's the trailer?
It's a trailer for the Young Voices for the Planet films.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm.
And then the National Geographic Education is putting on Plant for the Planet, about the movie about the kid who plants a million trees.
Mm-hmm.
And then Donna and I have been, we're working on a book. Don Dugenhoff and I are working on a book on the history of fuel, which Don's doing he did a presentation at the Carey Institute of Ecosystem Studies, where I was artist in residence last year, and he gave this amazing presentation on the history of fuel, and then looking, you know, up to the modern time and looking at the decisions we have to make and how there's no energy source that's you know, not going to have some kind of effect, and so negative effect.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a matter of weighing those, what happens when you try and extract energy in all these different ways. So Don's already got what's equivalent to the an e-book from what he's done. And so it's just a matter of getting this down on paper and getting it to my publisher.
That's great.
Cool.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
What time frame do you think that might be available?
Well, I have to finish it first.
That little detail.
That's a good strategy.
Well, are you thinking about this like sort of in the next year, or is that too short? I just have no idea.
Well, I'm hoping we'll finish it in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then it usually takes about a year to get a book out. And especially if it's illustrated. This is going to be an illustrated book. So it takes a year just to illustrate it. So it's kind of a long time lag. But with an e-book, like if we were able to publish the e-book before the publishing of the print book, and I don't know if publishers are willing to do that, but we could get it out a lot earlier if we did that.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic, I'll tell you. It's something I'll talk at least a little bit about when on October 2nd, I guess. So we're going to do that.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I put you on the schedule already. It's on the website.
Excellent.
You're committed.
Okay, are there any other thoughts or anything people want to share? Okay, well, if not, then we can end this call early today. We will start to have presentations on, and as things move forward with Clean, we'll let you know and keep you in the loop with that, too.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks,
great.
Everybody.
Excellent. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.